Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast, the podcast that talks all about all things anime, all things manga, anything that you're kind of thinking Japan related, it's about anime, it's about manga, I'm going to be talking about it on this podcast, so be sure to subscribe to make sure you don't miss an episode. Down in the episode show notes, you'll find links to my Etsy shop where you can find a bunch of anime themed goodies for you to shop and enjoy. There's pin badges, there's stationery, there's keyrings and more. Whether you're a One Piece fan, a Jujutsu Kaisen fan, a Pokemon fan, a Mario fan or anything else, you'll find a goodie on the shop for you to check out. There's something for every anime and manga fan over there. The link is down in the footer in the show notes, so be sure to check out my Etsy shop, Chibiwee Merch on Etsy. Hey everyone, so this episode is all about the eternal anime battle that seems to be going on between sub and dub, and there seems to be almost a split in the anime community, and I don't know if you've ever seen it yourself or kind of experienced it. Sometimes you can kind of see it within the comments of Crunchyroll or servers like them that host anime shows, but it's something that's constantly kind of in the air with the anime community. And I recently kind of dived into a dub, and it's the first one I've dived into for a very, very long time, so I kind of want to get to go through that. In the episode, I'll also probably give a little update around my anime bucket list, because actually this week I've made a bunch of progress on it, so really excited about that. I'm really happy because I am scared that I'm not actually going to be able to achieve this. It is only March, but it's still nearly 100 to watch, so it's still a lot to watch in a year. Maybe it's not that much, maybe I'm overthinking it, but this episode I want to dive into dub versus sub. So let's go through subtitled first and then we'll dive into sub. So I was one of those, or I am I guess still one of those anime watchers that exclusively watches their anime in sub, so the subtitles with the Japanese voices. So they're kind of like the original version, I guess, of the show. And I think there's something almost pure about watching it that way. And that sounds weird, doesn't it? But I think there's something around watching a Japanese anime with the Japanese audio and the Japanese voice actors that feels so pure and so almost like this is how it's meant to be watched kind of thing. And for a long time, basically until this week, that's exclusively how I've watched all of my anime, completely. If there's been a sub of it, I've watched the sub, and I've never really entertained the dubs. And watching the subtitles, the sub version, can be labour intensive, though. It's a lot of reading. So for series such as like One Piece, Naruto or Dragon Ball, that are so long, like One Piece is over 1,080 episodes now. I think it's on 1,089, something like that. There is so much to watch that it can be really, really daunting when you're wanting to watch these in the sub. And I started One Piece in the sub, and part of me now does regret that a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. Because it does, watching a dub in your native language does make it so much easier to watch. But we'll get into that in a minute. It is a lot of reading when you're doing the sub. But at the same time, again, there's that kind of almost purity feeling about it. And also there are the added benefits as well. So anime episodes are obviously released first with the Japanese audio. So you can watch it on the day it's released, whether that be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. On that day, it's released in Japan with the Japanese audio, and you can watch it and carry on the story week after week straight away. As soon as the anime is kind of released, you can kind of go at it. Whereas with the dub, you do have to wait until the dub's been recorded, edited, and then launched, and it's usually about a week or two after. So there are sometimes that kind of risk of seeing spoilers or risk of having a slower pace to it, but then at the same time, there's so much anime to enjoy that sometimes you can just use that time to catch up on what you're already watching instead. Or if you're like me, has about 8 different anime going on at the same time, simultaneously, and I cannot be the only one that has it like that, right? I'm not the only one that watches about 8 different anime at one time. Not all, not like, they're not going at literally at the same time, but I don't finish one, then move on. I get like 3 episodes in, start another one, carry on, you know, kind of bounce between them a lot. But when we look at the dub, I think many anime fans like me that started watching anime as a kid in like the late 90s, early 2000s, I was born in 94. So we watched the dubs as kids, and these often were shows like Cardcaptors, Yu-Gi-Oh!, Pokemon, Naruto, Dragon Ball, Digimon, and the one show that got me into anime to begin with was Sailor Moon. And all of these were dubbed. They were on Cartoon Network, and I think some were on Jetix as well when that was a thing. So we got the Western dub, the English dubs of these shows, because, you know, shows like Cartoon Network and things like that weren't going to show a foreign subtitled show. That just wasn't a thing. A kid's not going to sit and watch that. Or they weren't then, at least. And as we've grown up, we've kind of seen some issues kind of presented with these dubs. You know, there's the infamous Jelly Donut dub of an onigiri that has left a mark on the Pokemon dub forever and has become a huge meme within the anime community, and, you know, 4 Kids will never ever let that go, I guess. Is 4 Kids still going? I don't know. I guess it's stopped now. Potentially for the best, if I'm honest. But there's something around having that as we grew up and having the dub and, you know, it being fine because you didn't know any different, really, until quite a few years later on where you could Google or YouTube. You could watch the episodes on YouTube, but even sometimes, most of the time, when you found the episodes on YouTube, because you used to have to find like part 1, 2, and 3, sometimes 4 if it was a longer episode, or if they didn't edit it quite right. These were often still the English dubs of these shows, not the Japanese versions. So you kind of, that was just how you knew anime was, and it's not until kind of Crunchyroll and growing up that you kind of find the Japanese versions of this, the anime that you love, and whether you kind of want to rewatch it, I guess. But I think this kind of issue with the dubs, and we had a lot of issues as well. I mentioned it in other areas of the podcast and other episodes, that we did have the episodes kind of cut off from a dub. So 4 Kids never did dubs of the rest, like the back end of the Sailor Moon series. So I never ever saw the end of Sailor Moon because a lot of episodes just weren't done. We never got a complete story, and the ending of the anime, the serialization of the anime, never got dubbed into English. I don't believe it ever got dubbed in another language. I could be wrong on that one, but it never got dubbed into English. So I never ever saw the end, and it never actually became a thing to do that until much later on. I think it was only fairly recently, within the past like 5 years, that they've actually dubbed them and released them and kind of redone it, I guess, as part of a project. But I think sometimes it's that kind of mark that's been left with that, a little bit of untrust, like will it be finished? Will it be done properly? How do we know that that's what that sentence was meant to be? Did they mean Jelly Donut, or was it meant to be Onigiri? You know, there's a few little issues like that I think after we've grown up with dubs, that we ended up kind of, or I did, ended up kind of straying as far away from dub as much as I could, and kind of went directly to the sub with the trust that the sub is the original, right? It's how it's meant to be done. It's what they're meant to say. Sometimes there can be some translation issues with the subs. But I wouldn't know any different anyway. So, hey ho, this is what it is. And most of the time, it's absolutely spot on. I assume it's spot on. I think after all these years, like I'm 29 now, even after all these years, I think there is that lingering sour taste around dubs and how they completely kind of, the West at that time, the companies that were doing the dubs were completely just taking the shows into their own hands and changing what the creators originally wanted the shows to be and the stories to be to suit the Western audience, but they changed it so much. Pokemon got changed so much from the Japanese version, the subversion, to the dub, to suit, in quotation marks, suit the Western audience, that the show's completely changed, and we got a completely different story compared to what the Japanese audience got and what the show should have been in the first place. But let's dive into modern dub in just a second. If you're a gamer, much like me, then why not check out Razer? You can find a bunch of accessories from mouses, keyboards, headsets, mouse mats and more to the bigger stuff like gaming laptops and desktops. Over on Razer website, link down below, you can shop a whole host of gaming accessories from the Chroma range, which is all colourful, which is my favourite stuff, to more sleek black stuff, including even their own merchandise, clothing, bags and accessories. There's something for everyone. The link is down below for you to check out and shop. I do think there are some benefits, though, and some definite pros that come with watching the dubs. And I think part of this is because recently, as part of my anime bucket list challenge, I re-entered the dub anime genre, I guess, as lack of a better word, but partly for ease, I started some new series, and partly by accident as well, ease for carrying it on, but by accident of starting it that way. So I started Mob Psycho 100, and I clicked on it and it automatically started playing in the English dub, and I kind of decided to kind of just let it kind of carry on, partly because I just could not be arsed clicking the little settings button and changing it. And I know it takes literally seconds to do, but I just could not be arsed. So I carried it on in the English dub, and I absolutely actually really loved just enjoying the dub and just enjoying being able to not read the subtitles at the bottom quite so much. As part of Happy, I did actually still have them on, which was a little bit weird. But I kind of needed them on. It felt kind of wrong to not have them on after having the sub ones on so much. But it was so nice, actually, to carry on watching the show, watching the anime, and be doing something else in the background as well. Not that I wasn't paying attention to the show, but, you know, I have a full-time job, so, you know, sometimes it's nice to have, I need something on in the background, whether that be music or anime or something, a podcast like mine. No, I don't listen to my own. But just kind of something to keep the background going. And I had Zom 100, it's because of the 100, Mob Psycho 100 on in the background in English. And I loved it, and I absolutely flew through season one, and now I'm on season two. I finished season one in like 2 days. But yeah, it was absolutely fab, and it's kind of made me think, I wonder how quickly I would have moved through One Piece or Naruto if I'd kept going, if I'd started in the English one. But I don't know, for a series like that, I really wanted to watch the Japanese version, but it does make me think about other series that I may start and just continue on with in the dub. I hear some mixed reviews sometimes about some of the voice acting in some dubs, but it's always usually sometimes more good than bad. And the acting, I have to say, in Mob Psycho 100 is awesome, and it doesn't feel off. Like, there's none. Like, remember some of you that may have watched the Yu-Gi-Oh! Dubs, there's none of the really, really thick American accents that we had from, like, Joey in Yu-Gi-Oh! Really thick accents It's not like that anymore. And I was really, really happy about that. I was really pleasantly surprised. And it's great. And I can't wait to kind of carry on with something like Mob Psycho 100 as well. The series is done. So it's there's no new episodes of it. So there's no kind of wait for the series to kind of, the dub series to kind of catch up to the sub. So there's none of that. So I think if I'm going to carry on with the dub, it's going to be for series that are kind of done and dusted, ones that are on my bucket list that I need to watch and I've not explored yet, for whatever reason that may be, that actually are done and dusted so that I can watch them from start to end in the dub and kind of move on. But I this has surprised me, and I used to be that person that would always, always, always watch the sub. But it does take a lot of time. You know, it's a lot of dedication. You can't just kind of have that on in the background. You kind of struggle with that because you'll miss so much. Because I don't speak Japanese. I'm trying to learn it, but I don't know enough to be able to watch an anime episode in the background like I do with the English ones and know what's going on. But I've really enjoyed it. And I think part of it's because it's so refreshing to kind of step away from the Japanese voice actors and the sub, and the habit of reading the subtitles and just enjoying the show in English. And I loved being able to binge watch it that much and that heavily, that obsessively, if I'm honest. But I think given the kind of anime community and the industry of its own, like we only have to look at Ryan Colt that won the Voice Actor Award for the dub of Chainsaw Man and had the performance that he gave for that character. And I think we're in like the golden age of dub now that we've kind of moved past the kind of rocky start that it had in the early 2000s and 90s. That I think now is the best time to explore the dubs again and really kind of dive into them. I'm not going to do it for series that I've already started. I'm not going to kind of go back and start them again or carry them on with a dub because it'll be a different voice, obviously. So it'll be a little bit kind of odd. So for things like Apothecary Diaries and Solo Leveling, I've already started them in the Japanese sub, so I'll just carry them on as they are, and they're not very big seasons either. And those are ones that I need, like the Apothecary Diaries. I can't not pay attention to that. It's just such a good strong anime, so I need to carry on with that in the sub. But I'm interested to see what your notes are on this. What are your thoughts on this? Because I know it's quite like Marmite, it does split the community, sub and dub. And, you know, I'm happy to, you know, I work full time, I also have my Etsy shop, I have a lot on in my day, including this podcast, for example. So, well, having the dub on in the background is just perfect for me and it suits my kind of lifestyle. And then for ones I go hard or go home for, I guess, I will watch the Japanese versions. But I think, for now, I think I found a really happy medium now over the past couple of days with the dub of Mob Psycho that actually I will be exploring more dubs, and my kind of feelings about dubs given the past experiences of them have actually kind of faded away now because of how good the dub is for Mob Psycho. So I'm interested to see what your thoughts are and what do you think are the best dubs? What have you watched in dub that was absolutely amazing? So do let me know, leave a review and let me know down in the comments, or please find me on social media and send me a message on there. I'd love to get chatting and, you know, let's build a little community with the podcast as well. Let's not just be kind of listen and go, you know. But also, just before we finish today's episode, I did say a little mention of my bucket list challenge. So we know last time, on the last episode, it was a review of Paprika, the movie, and you can check that out. So that one's off the list. So we're on season 2 now of Mob Psycho 100, so that's on the list. I'm flying through that. And then I'm still carrying on with One Piece, still carrying on with Naruto. I'm rewatching Death Note as well, and that is one that I'm not sure if to... I've already started it in Japanese, and I'm unsure. I think the first time I watched it, it may have been the dub, and I'm really unsure. But now, because of the dub effort, I'm unsure whether I should carry that on. But I think on the bucket list, I will be going through which ones are a dub and which ones... There are some on this list that I'm not overly compelled to watch, and I'm going through the ones that are. But with Mob Psycho, I didn't know anything about the show. I know it was really popular, but I didn't know absolutely anything about it. And I was really, really pleasantly surprised. at what the show actually was, so I'm excited to kind of just go completely blind into an anime, but potentially go into the anime blind with the dub, so that it kind of makes it a little bit easier to watch throughout my day. But I'll let you know whatever next anime I start on my bucket list, that should be very soon, I'm hoping. So thank you so much for checking out today's episode. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Chibi and Chilled Anime Podcast. Thank you so much for every listen and download. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you so, so much. From one weeb to another, thank you. Please do leave a rating and a review on the podcast platform that you're listening on this to. It really does support the show. It only takes a few seconds and it's free. I cannot ask. If I ask one thing of you, I'd ask that. Please do leave a rating and a review, even if it's not great. Please let me know. You know, it's even a bad one. Well, bad press is always, what? No, what's the saying? Any press is good press, I guess. Oh, that rhymed. So a rating and a review would be great. It really does support the show. So thank you so, so much for whatever kind of review you do leave. Sometimes finding a birthday card or an occasion card can be a boring task. However, I have some anime-themed cards on my thoughtful.co.uk creator profile, which is found in my links on social media. Over on Thoughtful, you'll find a bunch of anime-themed cards, such as Studio Ghibli Happy Birthday cards and more, with my range being updated regularly. Each card is processed by thoughtful.co.uk, with shipping being fast, quick and efficient. You can shop my anime-themed cards over on my Instagram, with my links being over on there. Just search Chibiweeb Anime and you'll find me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. It really does mean a lot. Please do leave a rating and a review down below. It really does support the show and it's free to do. I'll see you next time. I'll see you next Friday. Have a great weekend. If you're a subscriber, or if you're thinking of subscribing or starting the free trial on Apple Podcasts, I'll see you on Sunday for the next episode of the Chibi Piece exclusive Apple Podcast exclusive episode on Sunday. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.